Das Chazar sagt nicht, dass Chazar sagt, wenn Yehuda sagt, dass es geht in Dachav sein. Sagt der Mishnah, Shashiach was bringing a get and lost it on its way. If he finds it immediately, it remains valid. If not, it's possible because we're concerned that the get he found is not the get that was lost, but is instead another get written for people with the same names. If the Shliach found the get in a chafisa or a suluskema container, or if the Shliach recognizes the get is valid. Fact where Mishnah says, if a person finds a get or other document, it should not be given to the intended recipient of the get or the document, because the maker of the get or document may have had it written and changed his mind before ever giving it over. Now, this implies that if the maker tells the finder to give it to the intended recipient, he would do so, even if it was found a while after it was lost, which is contradictory to our Mishnah that says that a get is only returned if it's found immediately. The Rabbah said, our Mishnah is discussing a place where there are a lot of travelers, and we therefore have to be concerned that the get found was dropped by one of the travelers and is not the get lost by the shliach. The other mission is discussing a place where there are not a lot of travelers, and therefore there's no such concern. Gemara says, even in a place where there are a lot of travelers, the concern that the get found is a different get only exists if we know that there's another man and wife that have the same name as the maker of the get lost and his wife and live in the same city. We must say this is the only time that we have a concern, because if we don't say that, we'll have a contradiction between two statements of Rabbah, for we find that when a get was found in Rav Huna's bed, and Rav Huna said that the get may not be returned to the shliach who said he lost it, but the Rabbah said it should be returned. Now, the Bezdin of Rav Huna is considered to be a place with many travelers, and still Rabbah said it may be returned. It must be that in that case there was no known other couple with the same names, whereas in Rabbah's earlier statement there was. The Mara says, in an actual case where a get was found in the flax house of Pumbedisa, Rabbah allowed for it to be returned. Some say it was a place where flax was soaked, and even though there was another couple with identical names, since it was not an area many people traveled, he allowed it to be returned. Others say it was a place where flax was sold, and although it was a place where many people traveled, since there was no known other couple with the same name, he allowed it to be returned. Rav Zeri asked, our mission says we only return a get that was lost if it was found immediately. However, Brisa says, if a get is found, then if the husband admits to having given it to his wife, it may be returned to his wife. If he doesn't admit to it, it should not be given to either party, actually. Now, this implies that if the husband admits to it, it may be returned to the wife, even if it was lost for a while, which contradicts what our Mishnah said. He answered, our Mishnah is discussing a place where there are a lot of travelers, and that we have to be concerned that the get found was dropped by one of the travelers and is not the get lost by the shliach. The Brisa is discussing a place where there are not a lot of travelers, and therefore there is no such concern. Some say that he says it should not be returned in the Mishnah only where there is also a known second couple with the same names, which would mean that Rav Zeri is saying the same thing as Rabbah. Others say that he says it may not be returned even if there is no known second couple with the same names, which would mean that he's arguing on Rabbah. We can understand why Rabbah asked from another Mishnah instead of this Brisa, because asking from a Mishnah produces a stronger question. However, why did Rabbi Zeri ask from the Brisa instead of the Mishnah quoted by Rabbah? And Mara said he feels that when we imply from the Mishnah, if the husband says give it to her, we would give it to her, it may mean that we would only do so if it was found immediately, which would be in agreement with our Mishnah, therefore it's not a stira. Rabbi Yirmiyah said the other Mishnah and the Brisa are not a contradiction to our Mishnah, because they're talking about a case where the signing witnesses say that they only signed on one get with a husband and wife having these names. Therefore, there is no concern that it's a different get, and it may be returned even if it's found a while after it was lost. Fact, tomorrow, that would seem obvious. Mara says, we would think that besides being concerned for the possibility of another couple with the same names, maybe we also have to be concerned that there are other witnesses with the exact same names as these witnesses signed on that get. Kamash from that, we don't have to be concerned like that. Rav Ashi said, the other Mishnah and Brisa are not a contradiction to our Mishnah because they're talking about a case where the shliach or the one claiming that the get gives, claiming that the get are able to give a siman muvak, as where he says there's a hole right near a particular letter or something like that. That's why we return it. The Zakti Gemara, this is only if the siman is unique. However, if he says that there's a hole somewhere on the document, it would not be returned because he's unsure whether the concepts of simanim are deraisa derabanan, and therefore he requires it to be unique. Mara says, the Ma'aseh Rabbi Rachana once lost a get that he was bringing as a shliach in the Beis Medrash. The Rabbanan there found it. He said to them, if you want, I can give you a siman. If you want, I can simply tell you if I recognize the document. They returned the get to him. He later said, I don't know if they returned it based on the siman, which would mean that they held that siman are deraisa, simanim deraisa, or whether they returned to me based on my recognition, which is something they would only do for a Talmud Chacham. The Mishnah says, "Imlav posel." Rabbi says, "How much time must pass that it's no longer considered to be immediately?" Rav Nosson says, "It means the get was lost for as long as it takes for a caravan to come by and rest there." Shimon Elazar says, "It's considered immediate as long as someone was looking at that place and saw no one else pass by." Others say, "For as long as no one else stayed there." Rebbe says immediate is the amount of time needed to write a get. Rebbe Yitzchak says it's the time it takes to read a get. Others say it's the time it takes to write and read the get. The Braisa continues that even if it was lost for a longer time, but someone claims the get and states a simon, it would be returned to him. The Gemara says the simon must be unique, as saying that there is a hole in the side of a particular letter. Simply giving the characteristic as the dimension of the paper would be insufficient. The Braisa continues, if the shliach lost the get and then found it tied to a wallet or to a ring, and he recognizes the wallet or the ring, or if he found it in his house among his kalim, even if he first found it a while after losing it, it would still be valid. Rabbi Huda named Shmuel passings that immediate is for as long as no other person stayed in that place. Rabbi Rachana named Rabbi Yitzchak Shmuel says halacha is that immediate is for as long as no other person passed through that place. Why don't we just say that the following Tanam will have that view in the Brisa instead of quoting the actual halacha? The Mar says there are different views as to who said what in the Brisa, so as to avoid confusion, they don't state names, they just state the Shita. The Mishnah said, Matzav HaChafisa Oibed Luskema. Rabbi Rachana explains that Chafisa is a leather bottle. The Gemara says that the luskema is a box used by older people to keep their things.